USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Concerns about the coronavirus and its potential impacts on the global economy wiping out this year's gains on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow marking its biggest one-day drop in 2 years, losing 1,031 points. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, now facing up to 25 years in prison, found guilty yesterday of rape and sexual assault. The jury acquitting him of predatory sexual assault. That carried the most jail time. Model Amber Vatalana has accused him of sexual misconduct, but no charges were ever brought in her case. She says she's proud of the women who testified at the New York City trial.
I know what it means, opening up again, reliving the trauma that you could be in through. Because I suffered so much in those years because I wasn't believed.
Weinstein will be sentenced on March 11th, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. Mubarak came to power after the assassination of then-President Anwar al-Sadat in 1981, and he held on to power for almost 3 decades. Hosni Mubarak was 91. President Trump wrapping up his first official visit to India today. He spent 2 days holding talks with the Prime Minister of India, trade officials, and doing a fair amount of sightseeing. As he wraps up the trip, he says the bond between the U.S. and India is stronger than ever before.
The First Lady and I also reflected on the memory of Mahatma Gandhi at his ashram, and this morning in Delhi, we laid a wreath in his honor. We visited one of your nation's most stunning cultural treasures, the world-famous Taj Mahal.
It's National Pancake Day at IHOP today. It's a fundraiser, as they're hoping to raise millions for children's charities. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Thousands of people packing L.A.'s Staples Center yesterday, or what's often been called the house that Kobe built, including fans, professional athletes, celebrities, and pop stars, to remember Kobe Bryant, who was killed along with his daughter and 7 other people in a helicopter crash last month. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A teary-eyed Michael Jordan spoke at his public memorial at the Staples Center.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
Meanwhile, Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is filing a wrongful death lawsuit because of that helicopter crash, claiming the chopper never should have been placed in the peril it was before it went down last month in Southern California. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett joining the modern era with a new iPhone. Although Buffett is one of Apple's largest shareholders, owning a little over 5.5% of the company, he's had a personal flip phone until just recently. But he made the announcement yesterday telling CNBC he has an iPhone now but still uses it as just a phone. The 89-year-old says he is, quote, barely beginning to be with it. You can find us online, on your smartphone if you want. Sorry, no flip phones, but that's usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.